Hi, this is Joe Tamburino, Tamburino Talks Law, and we're going to talk about expert opinion evidence. You're going to hear in the Chauvin trial a number of experts, and an expert is a person who has very specialized knowledge and training in specific fields. These are fields that are scientific, technical, medical, psychological, whatever it is. It's just a very specialized field, and they have specialized training. But before you even get to the point of listening to an expert's opinion, we should go through what the three issues are concerning the admission of expert opinions. Well, first, there's the main issue of, is the expert testimony needed? That's the threshold issue. You see, because if we're talking about normal everyday things, you could give your own opinion on that. For instance, you could have someone who is a carpenter get up on the stand and say, well, this morning I noticed there was a lot of snow on the ground, so it's my opinion that last night it snowed. Or you can have someone who's, say, a professor testify about someone coming up to them, and the professor could say, well, it's my opinion they were running because when they got to me, they were panting and out of breath and they looked like they were sweating. So you can make generalized opinions as a witness on everyday life matters. But if there is an issue that requires specialized training, specialized knowledge, and that information through an expert would help the trier of fact, meaning a jury, understand the issue better, then you can call an expert. So that's the threshold issue. Is the expert necessary in this case to help the jury understand a particular issue? If the jury is a bunch of regular people who knows what it means to be anxious or out of breath or worried or nervous or happy, you don't need an expert to explain those things. So the judge is not going to allow an expert to testify as to those matters. Why? Because everybody knows what those matters are. This is just part of everyday living. But if the issue in the case is whether or not someone had appendicitis, sure, then you would want an expert to say, hey, I'm a medical doctor. Here are the symptoms and causes of appendicitis, and here's what you do to treat it. Easy one. The second issue, is the person that either side is calling as an expert witness qualified? Here's what that basically means. Is this person an expert in their field? Do they have the training, experience, education to talk about these matters? So again, let's go back to the appendicitis issue. You can't call a psychologist as an expert for appendicitis. You have to call a medical doctor, specifically a medical doctor who has experience with appendicitis, who's done operations, who has 10 years of training and experience and being a doctor in this area, so on and so forth. Pretty easy. And lastly, number three, does the opinion of this expert have foundational reliability? Now that sounds pretty fancy, but all it means is this. The underlying data and facts that this expert is relying on, are they generally accepted in the relevant scientific community? So what does that mean? That means when the doctor comes on the stand to talk about appendicitis, and the doctor says, look, here are all of the things you should know about appendicitis based on 20 years of experience and research, and there has been so many studies on what could happen and so on and so forth. If everything that that doctor is relying upon is generally accepted in the scientific community, meaning the medical community pertaining to appendicitis, well then that doctor's opinion has foundational reliability. So, those are the basics on how and when expert witnesses testify and what they can say. In the Chauvin case, we're going to be hearing from a number of experts. Those experts are mostly going to be in two areas. One, the medical field, all related to the cause of death. of Mr. Floyd, and the police training field, all related on the issue of reasonable use of force by a police officer. So, as we go through this trial and potential expert witnesses are called to the stand, we will discuss this matter further.